Reports, U.S. negotiators in Qatar but no direct contact with Iran. By Francis Martel on June 30, 2026. The government of Qatar confirmed that American special negotiators Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are in Doha on Wednesday for discussions on implementing the Memorandum of Understanding signed this month with Iran. But both Qatar and Iran stated no direct conversations are expected to occur on this trip. President Donald Trump announced on Monday, after several anonymous reports speculated on the matter, that his envoys were en route to Doha, allegedly at the Iranian regime's request. While White House officials claimed that conversations with Iranian counterparts would occur, the Iranian Foreign Ministry denied any plans for direct contact. Iranian negotiators, however, are also expected to be in Doha this week to discuss other aspects of the Memorandum of Understanding. Reportedly, the unfreezing of Iranian assets in response to Iran agreeing to not pursue the development of a nuclear weapon. The anticipated meeting, or non-meeting, follows multiple exchanges of airstrikes this weekend between Washington and Tehran that began when the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization, opened fire on at least two commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. The Memorandum of Understanding between the two countries requires Iran to allow the free flow of shipping in the strait without interruptions or fees for at least 60 days. Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majed Al Ansari told reporters on Wednesday that, to his government's knowledge, the American and Iranian teams would not meet for discussions. According to the Emirati newspaper The National, Ansari stated there will not be a high-level meeting between Washington and Tehran and that the Iranians are in the country to discuss the unfreezing of Iranian assets in Qatari banks with Qatari officials. He added that Iran's frozen $6 billion has not yet been transferred to Tehran, saying that the issue of frozen funds is linked to the progress of negotiations between Washington and Tehran, The National explained. The Iranian government also confirmed negotiations in Doha on Wednesday, but only with Qatari officials. What will probably take place tomorrow in Doha is a discussion with the Qatari parties about the implementation of clauses of the Memorandum of Understanding, including the clause related to the release of Iran's frozen assets. Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baghai told reporters during his regular press briefing. The state-run Islamic Republic news agency, IRNA, also reported that Baghai explicitly denied any direct talks with the American government in the coming days. He said Iran's current priority is to ensure the full implementation of the commitments outlined in the agreement and that Tehran is actively pursuing its demands in this regard, IRNA shared. The Memorandum of Understanding explicitly requires America to allow for the unfreezing of Iranian assets previously frozen in response to Iran's prolific sponsorship of global terrorism and its illicit nuclear program. The United States of America undertakes to make fully available for use the frozen or restricted funds and assets of the Islamic Republic of Iran upon the implementation of this MO, the text reads. The United States of America and the Islamic Republic of Iran will mutually agree on the procedures related to the release of these funds during the negotiations. President Trump suggested on Monday, in a brief statement on his website Truth Social, that Iran would hold a meeting with the United States in Doha on Tuesday. The text stated only, "Iran has requested a meeting. It will take place tomorrow in Doha." It did not specify that Iran requested a meeting with the United States or that the meeting taking place in Doha would be with the U.S. delegation. Trump remarked on the alleged meeting in conversation with reporters later on Monday. "There will be a meeting tomorrow in Doha. The meeting in Doha is going to be perhaps important, perhaps not, we're going to find out," Trump predicted. White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt said in remarks to Fox News on Monday that Witkoff and Kushner would be involved in high-level talks that would also be informed by technical talks, though her comments also did not specify if these would involve Iran directly or be mediated through Qatar. "On the sidelines of those high-level talks, there will be the technical talks," Leavitt reportedly said. "As far as we're concerned, we're holding up our end of the ceasefire. Violence will be met with violence. There were attacks on commercial vessels that the United States of America, directed by President Trump, responded to." Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, a civilian leader subordinate to missing Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei, also remarked on the negotiations following the memorandum signing on Tuesday, affirming his government's alleged desire to abide by the deal. Mutual understanding is a two-way street. If the American side adheres to the agreement, we will also fulfill our commitments, Pishkian wrote in a statement to social media. The Iranian president condemned America for alleged unreasonable saber-rattling and baseless threats but insisted Tehran would follow rationality and human dignity in decision-making. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.